Let's talk about it. This is Sean with Boxing Associates and Other Sports. But before we talk about it, first make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification button. Down below in my description, I have a link to my PayPal if you want to drop your boy some money. And on top of that, down below in the description, I also have my podcast. So make sure you subscribe to that as well. Now let's get into it. Wow. Woo! What can I say about this fight? It did not let us down. We start off, as always, we know that Americana has blazing hand speed, but his chin is always suspect. Did his chin let us down? Not at all. Americana's chin did exactly what we thought it was going to do. But before we get into that, Americana come out first round, blazing speed, putting it to him. It's like, okay, all right, keep it up, Amir. Second round, Amir, bloop, 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 boom, drop Vargas. Vargas gets back up. Americana still piecing him up. Bloop, 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 bloop. Looking good. Americana chin came through. Vargas came to overhand right. Bow! Amir. Ding, 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 ding. The bell. I'm like, all right. The bell helped him. All right, Amir. Third round, they get back into it. Americana knocks down Vargas. He did hit him and he went down, but Vargas also complained that when he got hit behind his head. It's a close one, but technically, I guess I would have, if I was a ref, I would have took it as a knockdown also. I don't really have complaints. Fighters get hit behind the head all the time. But let me tell you something. That referee, oh my God, he needs to be investigated. Man, I swear, if y'all go back and watch that video, every time Americana got beat up in the corner, when Vargas got him in the corner, he went to wailing. Bloom, bloom, boom, boom. I mean, he was taking it too. Amir, they always did some kind of hold, grappling hold and all that. Pay attention. Go back and watch. Almost 90% of the time, when he broke him up, instead of letting him come back, he broke him up. He grabs Americana by the hand every time. Pulls him to the center of the ring, as to say, listen, I ain't going to keep saving you on these ropes. I keep pulling you to the middle of the ring. Stay in the middle of the ring. It's the only chance you got. I was like, how many times he going to pull Amir to the middle of the ring? He was saving Americana. All right. Regardless of say, the fight is going on. Americana is dominating the middle rounds. The 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. I mean, he's dominating. Or going into the 10th round. Man, Amir is still putting to him. Blah, 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 blah. Man, I swear, we're like 3 seconds left. Vargas. Bow! And man, you remember the Zab Judah wobby lace when Kasuzu hit him in his knees? Man, and the bell rung again. I said, woo. Man, this bell has been good to you. Matter of fact, Amir, you should get a necklace, a gold necklace with a nice gold chain, and have a picture, have it custom designed with the ring bell, man, because that bell has saved you and saved your money many a times. Regardless to say, the 11th and 12th round, Americana came out, put his hands on him. Vargas tried, didn't have enough to do it. Great fight, didn't let down, but Kell Brook, Manny Pacquiao, stay away. And what got me is Eddie Hearn was pushing for it. Listen, at the end, when Americana was doing the interview, he's like, man, Americana can get it, Kell Brook can get it, but, I want Americana first. I want Manny Pacquiao first. Give me Manny Pacquiao. And I was like, all right, he don't want Kell Brook. All right, he wants Manny Pacquiao. Apparently, he feels he can beat Manny Pacquiao better than he can beat Kell Brook. They said, Eddie Hearn, come over here. You hear what he said? He said he wants the Manny Pacquiao fight. He said, listen, I'm putting him there. I'm going to give him some time off to think about it. We getting in there with Kell Brook. Because if I don't make that fight now, it's never going to happen. So we going with Kell Brook. Amir Khan just kind of looked at Eddie Hearn like, dude, man, what are you trying to do to me? I have a better chance of beating Manny Pacquiao. And you telling everybody it has to be Kell Brook now or it'll never happen? Oh, you disgust me. Get out of my face. That's the kind of look Amir Khan had when he looked at Eddie Hearn. But anyway, I want y'all to leave your thoughts, comments below. If you saw the fight, what did you think about it? Was it exciting to you? Can Amir Khan beat Manny or Kell Brook? And who will he fight next? He wants Manny Pacquiao. But Eddie Hearn said, no, you're going to fight Kell Brook. Who should he fight next? Was Eddie wrong for putting him on a spot like that? I don't know. Amir Khan wins by decision. Whoever he fights next is going to be a great fight. I don't see him beating either one of them. But that's just my opinion. Leave your thoughts, comments below, and let me know what you think. Until next time, this is Sean with Box Shows and Other Sports. We signing out.